Simen hey, ois ches. Lechatchila tzarech liyoy shtei zainin. The tzura v'ches lechatchila is two zayins. Beinein koivei kulmus, and between them you have a revach, approximately the size of an oivei kulmus. V'azayin harishoyna yi aroisha ogol b'tzad yemin. Normally a zayin is squared on all four sides of the head. But by a ches, the right zayin is rounded on the top right, not squared. V'chatei teres al gabeyan, and there's a hump at the top, ha-mechabron, which is mechaber, the two zayins. The gam tag koten b'roish ha-smoli, and there's also a small tag on the left head. V'al pi kabolas ha-arizal, regel ha-yamini k'moy vav b'tfilin. According to the Arizal, it's not two zayins. The regel ha-yamini is a vav. So it's a vav and a zayin as opposed to a zayin and a zayin. V'kav achat eterish al regel ha-yamin, yiya av, the kav of the chatei teres. The chatei teres is made up of two kavim. So the right one should be thicker. V'shal regel smoil, yia dak. That's according to the Arizal. L'chayra, it's also miramis to the fact that the right is chesed and the left is din. So that's why we want the right thick and the left thin. Similar to the tag of the lamed, where the Darkei Moshe says that the right one should be thick and the left one not. So l'chayra, this is along those lines. The chatei teres should not be extended. They should be, like we said before, the shear of approximately an oivei kulmus. But if the sofer made the chatei teres far apart, in other words, it's stretched, the hainu she'asa bei zayin rechaykin, that the two zayins are distant from each other, v'gag rochav, and the chatei teres is wide, so that's psula mishum d'leihavi chatei teres. That's not the tzura of chatei teres anymore. There's nothing to be done. Avolim also kedas Rashi, but if the sofer made a flathead, beloy chatei teres, without chatei teres, kamoishi b'ksav svardis hanikra velish, afilu herechba, even if he made it lengthy, kshera, b'dievet, afol pishena merubas. In other words, l'chatchila, we want the ches to be merubas, three kolmasin by three kolmasin. And if you make the chatei teres stretch, that's going to be puzzle, because not a tzur of chatei teres. But if you make a flathead like Rashi, so even though it's not 3x3 and it's stretched, it's still going to be kosher because it still has a tzuras ches. Hazoy zok the Magen Avraham and Simon Lamed Vav, Sifkotin Gimel. V'chein, along the same lines, Ma'asa Dalad v'Zayin v'chatei teres al gaba psula. If you made a Dalad and a Zayin, in other words, on the right side you made a Dalad and on the left side you made a Zayin v'chatei teres al gaba psula, it's not going to be kosher. We discusses how it can be fixed. But if you find a Dalet Zayin in a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, even though he doesn't like it lechatchila and he says that it's possible, but it's not so possible, because when you find it in a Sefer Torah, you could still continue laning, and this comes from the Neid Behuda in Simon Ayin Dalid, where he says that the tzurais are not ma'akev ayin sham. Ois ches in the lishkas ha-sefer sifkotin yud, v'gam tag kotin, v'chulei. B'sifkotin shalafneze hevesi gemar de menachis, amar ravashi, chazina lus afri dafgini de beirav, dechotir lugage de ches. We saw that gemara. Pirish Rashi, Rashi explains, what does that mean? Sha'oisin lamala kein choyter, that you have a flat head, and on top you have like a pole. Kalaymer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chai Sheichen Berumay Shel Olam Ches Hainu Chai Ad Kan L'Shoinei. According to Rashi, you have a pole pointing up towards Hakadosh Baruch Hu. To Mirames that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sheichen Berumay Shel Olam. Bechin Muchach Das Rambam, and it seems like the Rambam also holds like Rashi. Shekasa V'Perik Yud Aleph Meil V'Sefer Torah Alach Yud Gimel. He gives an example. Kagan Shechile Gag Haches V'nasa be'zainin, that the head got split and you ended up with two zainin. So that sounds more like Rashi. U'betais v'sham kasa v'zeh l'shoinai, pirish b'kuntra, she'higbiya regel smol shel ches, you pick up, there's a protrusion from the left regel, she'higbiya regel smol shel ches, ad l'mala, v'zeh chatei teres, that's the chatei teres. V'rabbeinu tam pirish, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it's not on the left sticking up. He says, Be'emtza gagoy shel ches gavoya ma'at k'moy chatei teres de gomel, Be'emtza v'chulei ad kan l'shoinei. Rabbeinu Tam says that there's a hump in the middle, not like Rashi, who says that there's a pole on the left. So we do both. However, from the poiskim, it sounds like this pole is all the way on the left. So at the same time, it sounds like the poiskim say it's all the way on the left, and from Tosfos it sounds like it's an extension of the regel. So you see that the Beis Yosef brings from the Yireim also that this pole is all the way on the left. So what do you see? You see that the regel was all the way on the left. Mamish, kazeh, aval sifrei didon, but we don't write that way today. We don't have the leg all the way on the left. Sifrei didon nehigi lasis regel be'emtza rosh, k'moy zayin mamish. We make it like a regular zayin, not with the regel on the left, rather with the regel in the center of the head. Lefizeh, if you want the pole to be an extension of the regel, nira li lasis atak, kineged the regel, shehe nira kiilu oila min a regel. In other words, just like we were mishane, and we don't make the regel all the way on the left, so we should also be mishana and not make the tag all the way at the left, because we want the tag to be an extension of the regel. What if you have a Sefer Torah that some of the cheses are like Rabbeinu Tam, with a hump in the middle, and some are not? Ein kan tarti desasri. It's not a tarti desasri. Kigam ladas Rashi ches bechatei teres kshera. Because it's not the pshat that Rashi holds that if you have a hump in the middle, it's a psul. Rashi also holds that that's kosher. Azoy zaktach sam sefer and simin reishon un ches. The kain kazabul avu sheisrod lamogen avram simin lamed vav sefkot and gimel. The gamle Rashi achatei teres ein emevatel tzuras ois. V'im osa ches pshuta beli chatei teres ubeli tag. What if you didn't do either? You made a ches without a chatei teres of Rabbeinu Tam and without a chatei teres of Rashi. Kaz of a prima godim shu sofik psul. Such a ches is a sofik psul. Ain shom b'psichol simin lamed beis. Aval b'chidushi agoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger zetzal ha'ichiach b'mishur. He proves, and he's correct, the kol inyan ha'chatei teres ain yel la mitzvah na'muvcher, that the whole chatei teres is only a mitzvah na'muvcher. It's not ma'akiv, u'b'dievad ain ma'akiv. Ach kevon she'adomer nokel etakin. However, since it's easily corrected b'tag, by adding a tag, so that way at least you'll have shitas Rashi, yesh l'takin. So you should fix it, kevon d'havi l'chatchila, because that is the l'chatchila, ayin sham, v'ayin b'sifkot n'shalef neze, that over there the keses also proved that the chatei teres is not ma'akiv like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Sifkot n'yud aleph, v'gag rochov, psula, if you have a wide gag on the ches, it is not going to be kosher. V'chsam sefer simen reishon un ches, mevi mashakosev el yirabe, v'shem atez yamtiv, v'sefer melbusha yamtiv, v'kshera. The Chassam Sofer brings the Malbusha Yomtif that he says that a wide gag is kosher. He's chaylik on this, that we said that a wide gag is possible. The lachain kosav sham b'chassam sofer the b'shasat chak emain sefer teira acher yesh lismaych al zelik reis boy, because at least you have a shita to rely on. V'nir ali dehu adin she'ein lahitzi sefer teira acher b'shvil ze, and therefore you shouldn't take out another sefer teira. V'oifen atikun. What about fixing it? How do you fix a wide gag on a ches? Kosev sham b'chassam sofer the ein ligred es chatei teres v'laseis hagag shove. Don't be megarid this chatei teres that's wide and instead make a flat head like Rashi v'aruch kashitas Rashi. Don't do that. The kevon da'ata ksheira hi l'dasa teisis yamtiv, because since you have a shita that holds that this ches is kosher with chatei teres that are spread apart, Lashitas Rabbeinu Tam, ve'ech nimchay koisus, how can you erase it? V'nichtav t'murasa ches b'lichatei teres klal, ve'en enochen lashitas Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, you have one sheet that holds its kosher according to Rabbeinu Tam. So how are you going to now go and make a flat head, which according to Rabbeinu Tam is possible? Alkein kosev sham tikun acher, so therefore he gives a different way of fixing it. But making a Rashi ches is not an eitzah according to the Chassam Sofer. Lefianias Daiti says the Lishka Gam im Yigroid Esaches, I'm Iktosa, the Gam Yigroid Oiz Eza Oiz Eza Oisius, The Kezis argues on the Chassam Sefer, and he says that no, that even if it means erasing a couple of letters, if you can make it into a more correct tzura, so avada, that is what should be done. Sifkat Yud Beis, Betunas Beis Vavin, that we said that if you find a tzura, instead of two zayins, you find two vavs in a Sefer Torah, so you shouldn't put it back during Kriyas HaTorah. So now he gives another case. What if you have a ches that on the right side, instead of a zayin, you have like a backwards nun, mitzad yamin, v'nun kfufa mitzad smoil, and instead of a zayin, you have a regular nun on the left. So you have two nuns facing in opposite directions. V'chateteres al gabo kaze yesh lifsel. Such a tzura is not kosher. Ken kaze b'sefer achayim azayzok. Reb Shlomo Kluger, v'chein matzasi b'sefer netiyah shel simcha, kare tager al ches kazeh. He also says that such a ches is not correct. V'kosef she'en latzures ches klal, that this is nishken ches. V'kol makim nireh, l'fi ani esdaiti, d'gam bazeh, ein lahoitzi sefer tera acher, says the keses, although they hold that such a tzura is possible, but l'gabe taking out another sefer tera, he says not to take out another sefer tera. Ois tes. Tzorach shiyei roish yamin shelo k'tas oruch. The right head of a tes should not be short. It should be a little bit elongated. V'ogol, and it should be rounded on top. V'oikets pnei haroish hazeh, and the oikets that comes down from this roish, kofuf ma'at lamata l'chatchila, should be bent down into the tes a little bit l'chatchila. Avalo yei kofuf harbe l'chatchila, but l'chatchila, we don't want it too bent, so we want it a little bent, but not too much. The gam lamata, and also on the bottom right, yasena agula, it should be round. As I zok the ogur. Why? Ki tmunasa kamoi chaf v'zayin. Because since the right side is the tzura of a chaf, so we want it to be rounded on the bottom. V'roish smoil shalot, the left head of the tes, yeah, kamoi zayin. Should be like a zayin. L'divrei ha-matzrichin kein mekolo izi ha-shatnes gets. Like every other letter in shatnes gets. But according to the Arizal, when you're writing tefillin, it should be like a vav, not like a zayin. But the right side should be round. Because if it's flat, you could put tagim on it. So you should make it round that it's not fit for tagim. Why? Because if it would be flat, so therefore, if the right side would be flat, we would have to put the tagim on the right side. So therefore, we make the right side round, and we put the tagim on the left side. For this reason, the yudin on the ayin and the tzadik and the shin, kulam pneim. Klape mala. That's why they're all facing upward. Ve'enan ru'uyin l'hoishiv aleim kisrei tagim, so that they are not fit to have tagim put on them. Says the Lishkas HaSeifer in Sifkot Yud Gimel, kofuf ma'at lamata, should be bent down a little bit. Why? Ba'alfa Beisa de Rebbe Kiva, he explains, the reason is, v'pnei ma'at tes tomun yodai, how come the tes, his hand is hidden, v'zokuf roishoi, but the roish is straight. The reason is, shekol ha'noisin pruta lo'ani, yitain lo'i b'seiser. When you give tzedakah, you should do it shtila heit, quietly. That it shouldn't be, it should be betzina. So that's why the hand of the tes is down, because it's like more discreet that way, more tzanua. Ois yud. Tzorech liyos laregel koton biyamin. A yud should have a small regel on the right side, v'tag koton milamala b'tzad smoil, and should have a small tag on the top on the left. Lechatchila. V'tzorech lases roisha kofuf. The roish should be bent over. Where? B'smoilay on the left side, lamata, going downward. Sheyia kamoi oikets koton yarid lamata, that there should be like a small kites coming down on the left. V'ya oikets zeh kotzer miragla. But this koitz coming down on the left should be shorter than the regel which is on the right. Why? Pentid meleches, because we're nervous that it would look like a ches if the two legs were of equal length. V'ragla yia kofuf k'tzas l'chatchila. And furthermore, the regel on the right side should be a little bit bent, not straight. L'heitiv tzurasa, because that will enhance the tzura of the yud. V'yia regel koton v'loy godol. And similarly, this regel should be short and not long. Pentidme l'reish o'levav. In other words, if the reish is going to be wide, it could look like a reish. And if the regel is going to be long, it's going to look like a vav. V'tipasel al yidei kriyas atinik. And then, if a tinik will call it a vav or a reish, that will pasel the tzuras ha'ois. V'nochan she'yeh regel kofuf k'tzas l'chatchila l'heitev tzurasa. And it's appropriate that the regel should be a little bit bent to make the tzura better. As you can see, there's some repetition here from different tfusim of the keses. Also, what he said, that shalei pentidme l'reish, l'chayr is more matim, as we said, if the reish is elongated, as opposed to whether the regel is elongated. Apparently, something happened with the girsois here, b'meshech hazman. Im chaser oiktza hasmali, if the left koitz is missing, u'mikol shekein ragla hayamani, hayamini psula. So such a yud, missing the left koitz or the right koitz, is going to be posel, the right regel, rather, the right yerech. V'ayin l'kamon simentes sifei, where he further discusses this issue. But as we said before at the beginning, if it's missing the koitz on top, that the keses only says is a din l'chatchila. Says the lishka in sifkotin yudalid, oiktza hasmali, v'menachas daf choftes, v'afilu ksav echad ma'akvan. Over there it says that even one ksav is ma'akiv the yud. Says the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, le'nitzricha l'kutze shel yud. It's coming to teach you the din of kutze shel yud. Ayva hanami pshita. It's also poshut that you need a kutze shel yud. El kedidach, the Gemara continues over there and explains. The kasva taisis, the taisis over there writes, v'zeh l'shayni. Kutze shel yud, pirish b'kuntris, regel ayimini. Rashi understands what's the kutze shel yud, the right regel. The kosha, Rashi is very shver, the hapshita, the ein zeh ois. Obviously, that's not an ois, and with Farish Rabbeinu Tam, so therefore Rabbeinu Tam explains that no, what's the kutzah shel yud? The hu roishay kofuf, kadamrin and besamuch, it's talking about, like the Gemara discusses over there in Chavtes Amud Beis, that the roish of the yud is kofuf, so that's what it means, the kutzah shel yud, that the roish on the left side is kofuf, adkan l'shayne, that's what Taisus says. L'chur etzarechiyan, it's a shveri shveri Taisus, my kushya. What's this kasha that Taisus is asking? Harebe emes makshe b'gemara v'hanami pshita. The Gemara already asked that it's poshut. So what's Taisus being meisif asking that it's poshut? The Gemara said it's poshut. But tzarech leimer, you have to say, the kushya said Taisus, eich sal kadaitach the tarzan. What was the havamina of the tarzan in the Gemara that says that it's the kutzah shel yud? V'chilo yoda d'hanami pshita. He didn't know that it's also poshut. You have to say that that's the pshat. V'chein reisi achakach ponami iris, chelik aleph simen samach vav, shekein kosav, v'doichek l'maisa, this is a shveret teretz. V'melvadzois, there's another kasha over here. Tzarechin lefin es daidil lefirish Rebbeinu Tam. According to Rebbeinu Tam, who holds that it's the left side coming down, ech poshet adover kolkach, why is that so poshet? The ma'akiv, that the left side coming down is ma'akiv, why is that so poshet? The makshav ha'anami pshita, which would cause the Gemara to ask, V'hanami pshita, it's so pashit. I don't know if it's so pashit, says the Lishka. V'oitzarechiyin, it's also shver. Amay shavki l'okze the beis. Why did we suddenly forget about the oikets on the beis, which we mentioned before in Sifkotnei? V'nokti oikza the yud. Vas epis, the Gemara chooses the koitze of the yud, that's the dugma that we're going to bring, that's me'akiv. Why is the kutze shel yud any better then the kutzah shel beis, which has makaris in the Yerushalmi and the Michilta. The pshita lehu da'ikzi the beis ain't ma'akiv, and if it's so poshit that the kites of the beis is not ma'akiv, eich makshin ha'kutzah shel yud, the pshita the ma'akiv. Why is one more poshit than the other? V'tzarech iyon, says the keses, he does not have an answer to any of these questions, and this entire Gemara and Taisvis, or Taisus rather, is very shver.